This week's state Supreme Court ruling in the Brush and Nib case is being hailed by many conservatives in Arizona as a win for religious freedom. In the case, the justices ruled the Phoenix business does not have to produce certain wedding invitations for same-sex couples, despite the city's anti-discrimination ordinance. But even with the narrow ruling, some critics worry it's the precipice of a slippery slope and that future lawsuits could give businesses more leeway in refusing service to same-sex couples or other groups of people. With us now to talk about that is Attorney Jenny Pizer with Lambda Legal, which advocates for LGBTQ rights. Jenny, good morning.
Good morning. Good to be with you.
So what is in legal circles, like, is there a thinking of what the next lawsuit might be in this sort of realm?
Well, there already are other lawsuits percolating in the courts that have been testing the same issues, the same principles at issue in the Brush and Nib case. So there are currently cases about wedding videographers. There's been litigation in the past about photographers for weddings. There's a case about whether a print shop is required to print T-shirts that had a gay pride message on them. So there are many different cases in different parts of the country that have been challenging non-discrimination rules with respect to goods and services related to weddings. And then, as we see with the pride T-shirt case, with respect to other things that have to do with LGBT people and a business that generally serves the public when there are words or images or communication involved.
Now, in the case this week, the Brush and Nib case, the justices did not give the company or any company really a blanket, you can refuse service to Group X. It was sort of a specific product for this specific company. Similarly, in the U.S. Supreme Court case with the Colorado Bake Shop, it wasn't so much a blanket ruling. It was a very narrow ruling. Do you anticipate that the cases that you just mentioned will similarly be sort of tailored to that specific case? Do you think at some point we're going to get a broad ruling about how far an anti-discrimination law can go?
Well, we have had some clear principles from the U.S. Supreme Court going back quite a long time, helping us to know when free speech rights, which are very important, and religious rights, which are also very important, have to yield to the right of everybody to be equal in the marketplace. We've had some good guidance about commercial enterprises and the rules that govern those who are doing business with the public. So, yes, I think there are going to be more cases. It's important to know that this particular case was very explicitly narrowed to the circumstance of wedding invitations where there's a religious belief and the artist maintains control over the product that is being designed. So the court said this is pure speech because it is artistic work. That artistic work has had a high level of constitutional protection. Built into that analysis is the idea that the artist is controlling the content. And there was a recent decision about wedding videography that said the same thing, that the artist was retaining control of the message. So you have to wonder how that would apply in other contexts, because for most people planning an event, they want to control the content themselves. It's their own event. This decision does crack open the door, in our view, to a lot more questions, but it doesn't answer them. That's why we are very concerned that this is likely to invite yet more litigation, same as the Colorado Baker case, which was really about the court seeing bias in the way the courts behaved in that case and didn't give us answers to the important questions about when one person's religious freedom has to yield when they're engaged in business to the right of everybody to participate. So we think we have questions about all sorts of goods and services that are custom designed involving words, where the question is, whose message is it really? Is it the customer's message and they're buying a service, or is it an artist controlling their own artwork? And then the question is going to be, well, who wants to buy that?
All right. That is Attorney Jenny Pizer with Lambda Legal. Jenny, good to talk to you. Thanks for your time.
Pleasure. Anytime.